The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Nazir. Today's daf is being said Le'ilui Nishmat. Nabi Yosef ben Sara, Moshe Keni, Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tenihem, Began Aiden. Amen. Fuah Shalema, Moshe ben Dina, Sara, Ruhama, Bat Rachel, Vesara, Bat Rachel. Enna refer to them, Fata Nefesh, Rufuah Taguf, Fuah Tam, Kerebalabo. Ken Yira Sumar Maramim, we begin today's daf on Dalid Amud Beb, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom. Comes the Gemara and says, V'nazir olam hecha ketiv. We learned in the previous Mishnah there's a concept of a nazir olam, where a person accepts upon himself nazirut forever, for his whole life. Where do you see this concept? And not only that, we learned something very significant about a nazir olam. If his hair becomes heavy on him, he's allowed to cut it from time to time. Where do you see that? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, Detanya, we have a braita. Rabbi Omer. Rabbi says, Abshalom, who was the son of David, Amelech alav Abshalom, Nazir Olam Haya. He was a Nazir Olam. Shene Emar, Vehi Miketz Arbaim Shana. It was after 40 years. We'll see what that 40 years has to do with anything. Vayomer Abshalom El Amelech. Abshalom tells the king, Elchana, I'm going to go. Va'ashalem et nedarai, I'm going to fulfill my vows. Asher nadarti la'ashem b'Hebron. Right, that I want to fulfill the vow of Hebron. Now, let's look at the bottom Tosafot. Et nedarai asher nadarti. Now, which neder is this referring to? So, v'stam neder mashma'ale nezirut. Mashma nezirut. Stam neder, the neder is referring that he accepted upon himself a nezirut. Ve'od אחר שלא היה מגלה אלא מימים לימים, ממש מה שהכביד עליו שערו, מכלל דנזירות נדר. We're going to see here also, he only would take haircuts from time to time. So must be that he was a nazir. And if his hair became heavy from time to time, therefore he was taking haircuts. That's how we know the neder that he was fulfilling was a neder of nazirut. Because it doesn't say befirush he accepted upon himself nazirut. But again, stam neder is a nazir. And from the fact that he took haircuts some intervals, so that shows us that it must have been a situation of nezirut. So now the question the Gemara says, "Umegaleach echad l'shnim asar chodesh." According to the B, he's allowed to take a haircut if his hair becomes heavy once a year, once every 12 months. Shnei emar. Now, how do we know this? So what the Gemara is going to do now is it's going to make different derashot by Avshalom. The language is. Vayhi miketz yamim liyamim. It's going to say, and it was after yamim days, he would go and take a haircut. The language of the pasuk actually is ubegalecho et rosho. He would shave his head. Vayam miketz yamim liyamim asher yegalayah. Now I don't know how much yamim is. It just says yamim. So I'm going to make gezerah shava from another place. Where it says Yamim, and I know Yamim is a year, and that's how I'm going to know that he would take a haircut from year to year. How do we know? So it was V'yalif Yamim Yamim b'Batei Arechoma. Okay, let's discuss the story of Batei Arechoma. Person goes and buys a house in a walled city, buys a house in Jerusalem, let's say. Okay, Batei Arechoma. The law is that the seller has 1 year to renege and redeem it and buy it back. After 1 year, then it's considered
final sale.
So the Pasuk says by Batei Arechoma, it says the word Yamim. What's the exact Pasuk? The Ish ki imkor bet Moshav Irchoma, vayeta geulato ad tom shenat memkaro. So we know it's a year, shenat memkaro, Yamim tihye geulato. Oh, so ma'atam yav chodesh, just like Batei Arechoma, it's 12 months and it says the word Yamim. Afkan Yab Chodesh. So to hear that B says, by Avshalom, when it says he took a haircut, it says Yamim, it was 12 months. Comes the Gemara says, Rabbi Nehorai Omer, Megaleach Achat Lelamidyom. He says, no. He takes a haircut once every 30 days, if his hair became heavy. How does he know? We'll see. Rabbi Yose Omer, Megaleach Me'erib Shabbat, Me'erib Shabbat. Rabbi Yose says, Me'yamim means every Friday. He was able to take a haircut every week. Sheken matzinu b'bnei melachim. Like we see that the princes, Megalchim, Me'erib Shabbat, Me'erib Shabbat. A prince, the son of a king, takes a haircut every Friday, so therefore, Avshalom did the same thing as well. Now we start to analyze Rabbi. Let me speak outside first. Rabbi was the first rabbi. He said a year. Right. He learned from what? Matei Chumah. Now, Rabbi has a very interesting shita by the law of Matei Arechoma. Everybody agrees you have a year to renege. That's Torah says, Shana. But Rabbi learns from the word Yamim in the Pasuk that Yamim, plural Yamim, is days. Yom would be one day. Yamim, plurality, would be 2 days.
Oh.
Now, we know that he has more than 2 days to renege. But from the fact that it says Yamim, Rabbi learns that you cannot begin the reneging until 2 days passed. So technically you have from 2 days to a year. So on the day that he sells it, you can't come back and say no sale. You got to wait 2 days. Yamim, the yegeud lato. So wait. So you're learning Yamim is 2 days.
Okay.
So maybe by Shimshon, when it says Yamim, it means you can take a haircut every 2 days. Now, although that doesn't make any sense, because the whole purpose of taking the haircut is if his hair becomes heavy on him. The hair is not going to become heavy after 2 days. And that's why the Gemara says, that's why we don't learn that Dirasha. Because it doesn't make sense to apply that Yamim Dirasha of 2 days to Shimshon. So look at the Gemara's language now. The Gemara says, "My Tama Rabbi." What's the reason of Rabbi? Yalif b'batei arechoma. Fehar Rabbi hu de'amar en Yamim pe'otim mishnayim. He learns by Batei Arechoma that the Yamim over there means not less than 2 days, which you cannot start the reneging until 2 days. Hai Gezerah Shava, the Gemara says, Meshum Kovet Gemiri. Well, the Gezerah Shava is coming to teach you Hadush when the hair becomes heavy. Ubishnei Yamim Leka Kovet. In the 2 days, you don't have Kovet. So therefore, you cannot learn like that. Look at the top Tosfot. En Yamim Pechutim Mishnayim. דדריש מימים תהיה גאולתו שאין המוכר יכול לגאול בפחות משני ימים. So how can I mean? דבחות בטרים יקל שערו. Maybe every 2 days he could take a haircut of Avshalom. No, ומשארי בבית ימים לקה כובד. 2 days is no heaviness of the hair. ומסתמה לא נתקבל גזרה שוואה אלא ממשמעות דימים דנו שנה תהיה גאולתו. Which means... He learns Yamim is 2 days, but for this Dirasha, the Yamim is referring to what it says at the end of the Pasuk, Shanatiyeh, Ki'ulato. And therefore, for Avshalom, it must have been a year. Now the Gemara is going to show us other places in the Torah where it says the word Yamim, that it's not a year. For example, we have a Pasuk, Ve'ema Bet Shanim. Maybe it's 2 years. That it can take only every 2 years. Why? Dichtiv, Ve'im Miket Shanatayim Yamim. Shanatayim Yamim is 2 years. And it says the word Yamim. So the Gemara answers, Danin Yamim She'en Imahem Shanim, Mi Yamim She'en Imahem Shanim, Ve'al Yuchiyah Zeh She'yesh Imo Shanim. You want to make a Gezerah Shava, if I have a Yamim and a Yamim, that's clear. But I'm not going to doresh from a Pasuk that has Yamim by Avshalom to a Pasuk that says Yamim and Shanim. Ve'im Miket Shanatayim Yamim. So therefore, I'm not going to...
Not usable.
Not usable. I always, when I make the Gezerah Shavah, I want it to be more similar. Okay? So therefore, don't learn from that Pasuk over there. Because that Pasuk says, V'yim miket shenatayim yamim. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, Ve'ema lamidyom. Hey, I'll show you another Pasuk of the Torah where it says the word yamim, and it means referring to 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know? Dichtiv ad chodesh yamim. Chodesh yamim. But the Gemara is going to give the same answer.
Right.
You got the word Chodesh in there. I'd rather make a Yamim, Yamim without anything with Chodesh. So the Gemara says, Danim Yamim She'en Imahem Chodashim, Mi Yamim She'en Imahem Chodashim, Val Yuchiyah Zeh She'eshim Chodashim.
We don't use it.
Look, we can't use it. Because it has the word Chodesh. Ve'ema Mehacha. Hold it. Maybe I could be Doresh from the following Pasuk. Mi Yamim Yamima. Now, what is that Pasuk referring to? The Pasuk says, by Yiftach. There was one of the shofetim, his name was Yiftach HaGiladi. He made a neder after one of the wars. Right? He says, the first thing that comes out of the house, if I win the war, I'm going to bring a korban to Hashem.
Yep.
And who came out of the house? His daughter. So now, if we put his daughter on the remote area over there, and she became consecrated to God. So it says, She was now removed from society, and eventually, according to some, she thought she actually died where she was. She was had to be consecrated to her as a Qurban. Now, what happened was, they used to visit her. Her friends used to visit her. It says, Miyamim, Yamima. The full pasuk is, Miyamim, Yamima, Telachna, Benot Yisrael, Letanot, Lebat Yiftach. Letanot is like to mourn with her, and to agonize with her. Right? It says they would go to visit her four times a year. Mm-hmm. Now, let's discuss if they came to visit her four times a year. So that means every 3 months.
Quarterly
they came to visit her.
Quarterly.
So therefore, maybe Miyamim Yamima, we have a Miyamim, it says. And therefore, it means every 3 months. Right. Maybe Shimshon, maybe Avshalom can only take a haircut
every three months.
Danin Yamim Miyamim, the end Danin Yamim Miyamima. Okay, different words. We need yamim to yamim. Right. Not yamim to yamima. Different word. So the Gemara says, hold it. Umay nafkamine. What's the difference? Yamim, yamima. That you worried? Veha tana debir bishma'el veshav kohen ubah kohen. Zui shiva, zui bi'a. Which means by a mitzora. Whatever the dirasha is. One time it says veshav and one time it says ubah. And the Gemara's Doresh, on both words, Veshav Uba, because it's the same concept. And the Kohen came, Veshav Uba. So you see, you don't need the exact word for Gezerat Sheva. So what do you care? Yamim, this is Yamima. So what? So the Gemara says, Hani mili heka deleka dedamile. Yeah, that's if you have no other choice to be accurate. Aval heka deika dedamile medamin leyafinan. Exactly. Which means, here I have a pasuk of Yamim. But Bate Arechoma, it says Yamim. So therefore, I have an option to be more accurate. So why would I choose the Miyamim Yamima, which is less accurate? You're right. If there's no other Pesukim, right. I don't have a problem to take Yamim Yamim, even though it's not 100%. But if I have Pesukim anyway that are clear, are more accurate, of course I go with the accurate. Now the Gemara says, Ika de Amre. Then the Gemara says another answer. We were assuming that it says our friends would visit her four times a year. So we're assuming it was quarterly. Every 3 months. And therefore we assumed maybe Shimshon, maybe Avshalom could only take haircuts every 3 months. Because who told you that? Who told you that they visited her on equal intervals? Every 3 months. Dilma arba'azim nebashataya. 4 times a year, that's clearly. But maybe arba'ayarheen hadzimna. Which means maybe 4 and 2. 4 months they visit her. Then 2 months later they visit her. Then 4 months later they visit her. Then 2 months later they visit her. Which means
four times a year.
You don't know that it was equal intervals. Now, once you say that it wasn't equal intervals, it doesn't make sense to learn from this pasuk that Avshalom would start taking haircuts.
One
time 4 months, one time 2 months. It's master the Nazir. We give him a certain cutoff that every so often he can take a haircut. So therefore, that's how we reject this pasuk. Which is, even if you wanted to say you can learn from me, I mean, even though it's not the same word, but it's who told you that it's equal intervals?
Mm-hmm.
4 times a year, does it say that they visited her quarterly? It doesn't say quarterly. It says 4 days a year they visited her. So I can split it up the way I want. Maybe 4 months they visited her, then 2 months later they visited her, then 4 months later they visited her, then 2 months later they visited her. So you have no ra'aya that it was actually quarterly. The pasuk does not say quarterly. It says arba'a yamim bashana. Therefore, we do not learn from there to Avshalom. Now we go to the next shita. Rabbi Nehorai Omer Megaleach Achad L'Shoshim Yom. That Avshalom is able to take a haircut once every 30 days. Okay. How do you know that? Gemara says, My Ta'ama says, Gabe Kohanim Mishum Di'ika Kobed. Achaname ika kobed, which means by Kohen we know it takes a haircut. Kohen Ediot every month. What's the logic? Because his hair becomes heavy. After a month already, it becomes heavy. Also, so kobed. The kobed is heaviness. So therefore, just like a Kohen takes a haircut every 30 days, so therefore, b'shum kobed, because that's already considered his hair is heavy enough that way the Torah telling him to take a haircut. And what's the reason of Avshalom? Kobed. So therefore, say the same thing. 30 days. Now. Only problem is, this is a strange derasha, that you went to Kohanim. Just like a Kohen takes a haircut every 30 days, so to Avshalom, but hold it. How do we know a Kohen takes a haircut for 30 days, every 30 days? We actually learn it from Nazir, from a regular Nazir. So therefore, wouldn't you have to go to Kohen? How come you just couldn't learn Nazir Olam from a regular Nazir? So that is the question that is asked by the Tosafot. Look at the Tosafot, the Bura Matil. My Ta'ama Gabe Kohanim Dika Kobed. Vim Tomar. Vea Kohanim Atzmam Yalfina Mistam Nazir. Pera Pera. The Mekirim Ahal Shoshim Yom. Vim Kin Yilaf Minazir Olam Mistam Nazir. Davi Shoshim Yom. Learn from Nazir directly.
Nice.
Gemara says, Tosafot says, Vyesh Lomar. De lo mistaber le lilmod kidushat olam mi kidushat sha'a. Nazir olam is kidushat olam. Yeah. Nazir stam is kidushat sha'a, is temporary. It's more befitting to learn from a kohen who's kidushat olam as well. Kohen's a kohen, cannot not become a kohen. So this similarity, it's more, you're right, even though kohen I learned from Nazir,
yes.
But once I learn kohen from Nazir, it's more analogous to learn Nazir Olam to Kohen, because Kohen is also Kohen Olam. And they were just like, he has a 30-day point, so to the Nazir Olam as well. That's the answer of the Tosafot. Comes the Gemara and continues. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Mikalech Me'erev Shmata Erev Shabbat. Rabbi Yosef Shita was that once a week. Every Friday, he could take a haircut if his hair is heavy. And what was his logic? His logic was because the princes, the sons of kings, that's the way they take haircuts. So now the whole Gemara asks, "Mai ika bena lishar ahuhi?" What's the difference then between Avshalom and his brothers? Avshalom was a prince; he was a son of a king. So his brothers also would take haircuts once a week, and Avshalom, who's a nazir olam, is also taking a haircut once a week. So therefore, you tell me what his nazirut did not take. Change him like a bit haircuts to his other brothers that were not Nazirim? It's the same exact law?
Should be
different. So it should be different. I mean, he's a Nazir after all. So the Gemara, there is a difference. Yom Tov Shahal Yot Be'emsa Shabbat. Let's say Yom Tov falls out on a Wednesday. The Ahohi Megalhin. The brothers would say, would take a haircut before Yom Tov. Ooh, the Megalaya. He could only go every Friday. So they were Nafka Mina if you had a Yom Tov in the middle of the week. But they would take a haircut to Yom Tov, and he not. To take a haircut early Friday morning. The brothers who are just princes, they could take a haircut already early Friday morning. But since he's a Nazir, he was only able to take the haircut the latest time, which means later in the afternoon. So there would be enough kamina between his Nazirut and Stam, the law of princes, that would take also a once a week haircut. Comes the Gemara now and says, if you remember in the beginning of the sugya, the Gemara started off by saying like this. It was after 40 years when Avshalom, said, I'm going to fulfill my neder of Nizirut. So we want to know, after 40 years of what? What 40 years, what's the clock here? What's the 40 years from what situation? Now, we know it could not have been from 40 years from when David HaMelech became king, because he was only king for 40 years.
Yeah.
And we know that after this story of Avshalom, David HaMelech was king for 5 more years. So therefore, this was not at the end, the total end of David HaMelech's kingdom. It must have started from a earlier point. So the Gemara says, from what point? So the Gemara says, Hani arba'im shana mayavitayu. Rabbi Nehorai omid mishum Rabbi Yoshua leketz mem shana shesha'adu lahem melech. It was 40 years from when they asked for a king. Shmuel HaNavi, in his time, already the Jewish people asked for a king. Shmuel was already ruling the Jewish people for about 10 years himself. He was like the king of, he was the unofficial king of Klal Yisrael. Then they went and they asked Shaul HaMelech for a king. So Shmuel HaNavi, I'm sorry, for a king. And he appointed them, Shaul HaMelech. And then, of course, after that was David. But the point is, it was 40 years from the time when the Jewish people asked for a
king
for Israel. Tana otas shanas shalul HaMelech. Hishenat Esed L'Shmuel HaRamati, which was the 10th year of Shmuel's reign. In Klal Yisrael, that's when they went to Ezra. So 40 years from that time, that's when the Avshalom, when that's when he made his, the he went to fulfill his vows and his korbanot, or whatever he was fulfilling. Okay, that's the Gemara's conclusion. And then, this was actually his rebellion against his father. That's what the Navi's, the context of the story of Avshalom is. He rebelled and tried to dethrone his father, actually tried to have his father killed, etc. That was the episode that was referring to. That was 40 years after the Jewish people asked for a king. Now we go to the next Mishnah, a very basic Mishnah. Setam nizirut lamid yom. Period. That's the Mishnah. Which means a stam nizirut, a regular nazir that a person accepts upon himself, are alai nazir
30 days.
30 days. Now of course you have nazir olam, you have nazir shimshon, all that, but stam nizirut. That's a 30 day. Now the question is, how do you know that? Now we take this for granted, but the Gemara says we have a interesting machloket here between Rav Pedat and Rav Matna. Very fundamental machloket in Masechet Nazir. How do you know that a nazirut is 30 days? So the Gemara says, Mina
nemire.
How do you know? Amar Rav Matna, Amar Kira, Kadosh Yihye. When it's talking about the nazir, the language in the pasuk is Kadosh Yihye Gadel Pera. Yihye Begematria Taltin Havu.
30.
The word Yihye, the Gematria of Yihye is 30. And therefore, from the fact that you have the word Yihye, that's already equals 30. And the Mefashim explained that you didn't need that really pasuk. You didn't have to say Kadosh Yihye. It said Kadosh. He is Kadosh somehow without using the word Yihye. So the fact that it says it, it's supposed to be coming to tell me how long the Nazirut is through the concept of a gematria. Very good. Bar peda amar keneged nazir nizro ha'amurim b'Torah lamed hasir achat. Which means if you count in the whole Torah, how many times did it say nizir, lazir, nizro, all words of the Nazirut, you'll find it says it 29 times. Look at the Rivan, the right side. Bar peda, towards the bottom, just so you get a feeling of this. Bar peda amar keneged nazir nizro venazir nizro ha'amur b'perasha. Nazir shen lamed hasir achat. It's 29 times. Now he lists them. And he comes along and says, Lindor neder nazir, lehazir, yazir, nizro, neder nizro, yazir, eziro, nizro, nizro, vezir, nizro, nizro, hanazir, nizro, hanazir, nizro. You got the point. Which is, he goes through 29 times in the Torah where the word nazir, nizro, those type of words are mentioned. So from there, they learn what? That according to Bar Pedat, very significant, a nazir from the Torah is only 29 days. It's not 30 days. It's Shiloshim Hasir Ahat. Now the Gemara comes along and says, V'rav Matna, Nameh Nilaf Min Nazir Nizro. How come you don't go with the count? Amar Lecha Hahu Lidrasha. Listen, you can't count them all because some of them are already used for Dirashot. So once you're already using them for Dirashot, you can't use them in the count.
Double use.
Now, for example, he gives you two examples. Not going to go through all the ones that are used for the Nazir. He just gives you two examples that they're taken already. Which one? Miyayin v'shechar yazir. Like we learned on yesterday's stuff. What do you learn from yayin v'shechar yazir? Le'esor yayin mitzvah ke'yayin reshut. Like didn't we learn on yesterday's stuff? That when a Nazir accepts a part of something Nazir, not only is regular wine asud, but even yayin of a mitzvah is also asud.
No, we said Abdallah
and all that. No, not Abdallah. Let's say he made a shivua. Right, shivua that I am going to drink wine. So that's a yayin of a mitzvah. Shivua. And still that wine is going to be forbidden for him to drink. So you see, that's used. Ki yafni lindor neder nazir. Nazir. Melamed cha nizirut chala al nizirut. Another drasha. That you can have one nizirut landing on another nizirut. Which means, a guy accepts upon himself, Hare alai nazir, hare alai nazir. Now you're a nazir for 60 days. Don't think that's considered just one big, nizirut. That right after the 30 days, he's got to start again. From, how do you know that from? Because it says the pasuk, nezel hazir. That you can accept upon yourself two nizirut. So basically what Rav Matna is saying, I can't use the count. Because I just showed you already, two of them are used for
something else.
Oh, Ubar Peda.
Right.
Hey, what about Peda? How'd you get to 29? What are you doing? Amar Lecha Leka Had Minhon De Lav Le Derasha. Which means he comes along and says, every single one is used for a Din Hashah?
No.
He's saying it rhetorically. What, all 29 used for it? No, there's some that are just
a couple
available. So he says, what, as long as I have a few that are opened up for the count, I can count all of them. Which is right. If all 29 you had Din Hashot from, I agree. But since some of them are available anyway, so now I can use the rest of them for the count. Now, let's continue. The Gemara says like this. Tenan. We learned in our Mishnah. Setam nizirut shiloshim yom. Bishlama l'Rav Matna niha. According to Rav Matna, I understand it. He holds the nizirut is 30 days.
Yeah.
He is 30 days. And that's what the Mishnah says. Setam nizirut shiloshim yom. Ela lebar peda kasha. Bar Peda said nizirut is 29 days. Because he learned the 29 from the 29 times it says. That's what it should say. Setam nizirut asim v'teshachayamim. Amalecha Bar Peda. So Bar Peda will answer our Mishnah. Aidi deika yom taltin de megaleya homevi kod benotav meshumache tana shiloshim. On the 30th day, that's when he goes to the Beit HaMikdash, that's when he cuts his hair, that's when he brings his korbanot. So when he said, Stam nizrut shiloshim yom, yeah, it's 29.
And then
on day 30, you have the procedure. That's what meant to Stam nizrut shiloshim, which was according to Rav Matna, no, Stam nizrut shiloshim yom. It's 30 days. However, according to Rav Bar Peda, he says, no. Stam nizrut really is 30 days, but that means including the day that you're going to be involved in the procedure of Tiglahat and the Korban. Good?
Yeah.
But it comes up, we have a fantastic machlokan over here. How long is Zirut is? It was according to Rav Pedat, it's 29 days. We're according to Rav Batna, it's 30 days. Now, we have another machloket, which we're going to see now, between Rav Pedat and Rav Batna. Do you say Miksat Hayom Kikulo? Or do we have a concept? Yeah, part of the day is like the whole day?
Yeah.
So where is... According to Rav Matna as well, on day 30 you also bring the korbanot. But day 30 is part of the tally. It's counted as one of the days of Nizirut. And it's
30.
The day of the korban and teglahat. Whereas we're going to see that Pedat does not hold the Miksat Yom Kikulo. So you only need 29 full days. Day 30 you're also going to bring the korban, but it's not part of the tally.
Uh-huh.
So you won't see maybe enough kamina evidently on day 30, but there is enough kamina. Is it a 30-day situation or was it a 29-day situation? Now the Gemara is just going to bring a question against the Shitot. Let's see the question. Gemara says, Tenan. Mi she'amar hareni nazir. Okay, stam nazirut. Megaleyach yom shiloshim ve'ehad. You shave on day 31. Now, who does that sound like it's good for? For Rav Matna. Forget about Miksat Yom Kikulo for a second. Day 31 is good. 30 days Nazirut. And day 31, you start the process.
Right?
Bishlama l'Rav Matna niha. Because Rav Matna, beautiful. Ela lebar peda kasha. Bar peda, where are you getting 31? Your Nizirut ends on 29. Amar lecha bar peda, but Rav Matna doesn't hold it. Ema sefa. That Mishnah you quoted... You didn't quote the end of the Mishnah.
Mm.
The end of the Mishnah says, "Im gileyach liyom shloshim yatsa." It says if you did it on day 30, you're okay. So you clearly see that day 30 is in the game there, because it would not allow you to do it on day 30. Oh, ela, the Gemara hold it. This is a strange Mishnah now. Ela sefa misaya le resha. So ela sefa misaya le resha. What do you do with the resha? But how can they have one Mishnah? Half the Mishnah is supporting him. And we do the first part of the Mishnah, which is 31. So it says, Na'asa ke'omer shelemin. Which means like this. Na'asa ke'omer shelemin. Let's say a person would have said, explicitly, I am going to be a Nazir for 30 complete days. Then everybody agrees. You said 30 complete days, then you cannot start the project. You cannot take a haircut and do
till
the
31.
To the Kurban till 31. Mm-hmm. Right? The Mishnah is telling us like this. When a person accepts upon himself Stam Nazir, the rabbis now, knowing that people usually when they say Nazir in their mind, they're accepting like a complete package. 29 is not a round number. So you could assume that maybe the guy meant like 30. 30 in his mind is like a complete item. So the rabbis held that even when a guy doesn't say it, he says it explicitly, there's nothing to talk about. But when he just says Nazir, they say, you know what? Be Mahmir. Bring it on day 31. Because the guy probably thinks in whole numbers like.
Right.
Now, that's the Chetahira. But of course, if you brought it on day 30, no problem. So Rabbidat says, I have no problem with this Mishnah. Which means, really, day 30 is over. Which means 29 is the cutoff. That's the 29 days. He doesn't go with Miksata Yom Kikulo, because if he had Miksata Yom Kikulo, he'd let you bring it on day 29. No Miksata Yom Kikulo. You got to go 29 full. From the law, day 30 is fine. And by the way, that's what the end of the Mishnah said. That if you brought it on day 30, Yatsa. Oh, but the Resha said 31. Because when a guy says Nazir,
maybe his head
is like, you know, it's like he's saying 30 complete. So the rabbis wanted to be Mahmir to put him an extra day.
Yeah.
But it doesn't prove against me.
Right.
Okay, good. So the Mishnah is good according to Rav Pedat. Bar Pedat. So comes the Gemara and says, Tosfot learns, actually, he says, it's a Gezerah Atu if he said Shiloshim.
Yeah.
Shilimim. It's a little different. I explain to you like the Rosh explains.
Yeah.
The Tosfot says, you know why we tell him 31? Gezerah to a guy that's going to say 30 shenemim. Mm. So therefore, you know what? We make every guy wait to 31. Now, comes the Gemara and says one more question. Ul Rav Matna Kashya Sefa. Hey, Rav Matna, you old Nezirut is 30. How come then the Sefa, that Mishnah, says you got to wait to 31?
Right.
I repeat. The end of the Mishnah says 30, you bring your korbanot. According to you, it's got to be 31. Because you hold Nizirut is 30, so the korban has got to be on the 31st day. Rav Matna, how do you learn the sefer that says you can bring the korban on day 30? You didn't finish the Nizirut. Kasabad mikseta yom kikulo. Okay, very good. He holds mikseta yom kikulo, so therefore day 30 counts for two things. It's 30 of the Nizirut, and it's the day of the Korban. Whereas Bar Pedat
does not hold
except Yom Kikudo. Therefore, you got to go 29 full.
And
day 30, you could do it. But you know what? For the Shilimim factor and the Gezerah and all that, do 31. But if you do day 30, it is okay. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.